21:3. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Let's go ahead and turn in our songbooks to number 571. 571, when we all get to heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing. Shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold.
Amen. It's good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. It's so encouraging. We had a very encouraging lesson this morning in Sunday school. I'm looking forward to the message here today. Just the aspect that God wants us to know. And the Apostle Paul, he prayed that we might know the exceeding greatness of his mighty power to usward who believe. We have an almighty God, and yet he uses that power for us who believe and trust in him. And that ought to encourage our hearts. No matter what we're going through, we can rely and trust in him. Let's go to him in prayer here this morning. Dear Father, we come before you. You are worthy of all of our worship. You're worthy of all of our lives being laid before you as a living sacrifice. Lord, for all of eternity, we are going to live in your place, praising your name and delighting in you with everything that we do. And so, Father, we look forward and long for that day, and yet we have a mission and a purpose here. Father, we thank you that for this opportunity that we have to worship you and to have a foretaste of the glory that is yet to come. Lord, would you please give us the blessing of your Holy Spirit, that you would soften our hearts to the word, that you would just guide us, Lord, as we pray and as we sing these songs to your name, that our hearts be full of thanksgiving and praise to you. Father, as we give of our means to you, Father, that we be done cheerfully and as unto the Lord. Because truly we have everything from you, our salvation and redemption, our righteousness, our eternal hope is found through what you have done for us in Jesus Christ. And so we pray all these things in his precious name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. We welcome you to the service today. We'd like to especially welcome those who are guests with us today. So if you have someone that maybe you have invited as a guest, that you'd like to invite, if you'd just like to be acknowledged, maybe coming here for the first time, love to welcome you to our service today and to just going out every Friday night, just coming out and just looking people in the eye, just telling them, you know what, we'd love to have you come and be a part of our service. And that really is true. We want the good news to be known throughout all of this region. And so that's a good thing. We have a special guest with us here today. We have the Boslers and their evangelistic team with the Minutemen Ministry. So I'm going to let them go ahead and stand and let you introduce, or however you'd like to do that, introduce your team here this morning.
Sure. I thought he wanted me to come up, so I'm up here. All right. I'm Bobby Bosler. Team, go ahead and stand real quick here. We've got Daniel Gilmore on the team, Simeon Schultz, Violet Ward. Where's Annie? Oh, gotcha, at the piano. There's Annie. You know her. I don't need to introduce her. My wife is over here, Abby, and my four children. David, wave your hand. We've got David, Eva, Jude back there. Wave your hand, buddy. And my daughter, two-year-old Faith, is in the nursery. We're delighted to be here this morning.
Brother Bosler is an evangelist up at Menominee Falls, and we're excited about having his team here, and they're going to be doing the Cola Clash, and we'll give a little bit more of an announcement about that in just a moment. But he'll be preaching for us this morning and this evening, and their team does a presentation, and so I'm really looking forward to the day having them here with us today. So I'm going to let Brother Dan come, give us some announcements. And,
all right. We do have the Cola Clash team here this week, and they'll be going out the first few days and blitzing neighborhoods and schools and inviting teenagers to come and young people that are available to help with that would be encouraged. And then Wednesday through Friday evening, starting at 6 o'clock, we'll be having services and game times here. And so I just want to encourage you to be involved in that as you are able. And then other things going on. Coming up, the next Seeking the Summit Fellowship will be on Tuesday the 22nd at Pizza Republic, and just want to remind you about that. And then just other things coming up this month are in the bulletin there. We won't point all of those out, but you can be just make yourself aware of those things and opportunities for ministry there. And then our missionary family of the week is the Taylor family down in Mexico. And if you have access to Facebook, they post really often just the different things that are going on down there, and just weekly able to reach more people and seeing people saved and lives changed, and their ministry there to the addicted is really growing, and so just keep them in prayer, and if you get a chance, jot them a line and let them know we're praying for them, especially this week as our missionary family of the week. And then our family, a church family of the week, Perry and Jane Townsend, just keep them in your prayers this week. Let's see them here. But just be in prayer for their family this week.
Just also for this week, we're going to have our normal Wednesday night service. We'll have RU over in the old building, so that'll continue and carry on those ministries. And the Kids Club will not be meeting here in this building. They'll be meeting over at the schoolhouse. So just a couple of rearrangements so we can work everything out with having the teens and the activities going on here. So feel free to come. That will be at 7. So if you want to come a little bit early and see some of the games and things that are going on, that'd be great. And be look forward to the normal services here on Wednesday. And then also just a quick note that we do have a building committee meeting. So those are on the building committee meeting to meet here at 5:15. We'll be meeting in the old building classroom. So, all right, you're singing well. We'll continue to praise the Lord together.
Let's go in and stand again and turn to number 397. 397, Higher Ground. Let me up and let me Standing for our scripture readings.
If you'll take your Bibles, let's turn to John chapter 12. In preparation for God's word today, we'll begin reading in verse 23 of John chapter 12. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour." I'm going to have a time of prayer. And so I invite you to have a seat where you are. We have a time of quietness, and yet we get to speak to our God and preparing our hearts for His Word this morning. This time we're going to take our offering, and everything that comes in this morning will go to meet the needs of our church and regular expenses. We are going to have a special offering for Brother Bosler this evening, but if you'd like to give something directly and the Lord burden your heart and we'll be able to be here this evening, you can designate that for the offering here this morning. I'd like to ask Brother Ryan Lewis if you would mind praying for offerings for us.